Brother Donovan Moline of the Parkdale Edmonton Congregation will now consider the next part of this symposium, Pursue What Builds Loyalty, Love.
Do you remember the description of love in Colossians 3 and 14? At that verse, it tells us that love is a perfect what? A perfect bond of union. How would you describe a perfect bond? Well, quite simply, a bond that does not break. Something between two objects that causes an unbreakable attachment. Nothing can pry them apart. Can you see how love would be an important factor in building loyalty? But how? How does love build loyalty? If you'd open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 24, let's see. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 24, Paul was speaking of a loving course of action that was needed in his day to unite the brotherhood. And that's true in our day today. 1 Corinthians 10, 24 says, Let each one keep seeking not his own advantage, but that of the other person. Isn't it true that our attachment to another person is strengthened when we lovingly act in their interests? And that's really the true nature of love, isn't it? True love is expressed by giving in a selfless, self-sacrificing way. Turn back to that scripture. Do you still have it open? Notice the expression, keep seeking. Well, what has been your experience? Is it easy to act unselfishly when a relationship is new and intriguing? Of course it is. But this scripture is telling us to keep seeking. It's telling us that genuine love will move us to keep seeking the interests of others regardless of time past, or perhaps the lack of a good response to our efforts. And then the second half of the verse, not his own advantage, but that of the other person. That's really talking about us putting aside our own immediate interests in favor of the other person. Now, what effect do you think that would have on our attachment to them? Would that increase our feeling of loyalty toward them and them to us? Certainly it would. So especially then, self-sacrificing love should be pursued when the recipient is Jehovah himself. And we need to put aside what might initially seem to be in our own best interests or to our advantage to serve his interests. But in line with our theme, how can we pursue love? Here's a key idea you might want to write down. Loving acts are preceded by loving thoughts. Loving acts are preceded by loving thoughts. So that means that we need to think deeply, appreciatively about Jehovah, our Christian brotherhood, and our families, and build our love for them and thereby build loyalty. First, let's consider how we can pursue love for Jehovah. The Apostle John had loving thoughts about Jehovah. He shares them with us in 1 John chapter 4. We'll just look at a couple of expressions there. 1 John chapter 4, first in verse 16. He, under inspiration, he shares this thought process with us. He said, And we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Well, how did he come to know and believe? He took the time to meditate on God's love for us. And then he came to the inspired conclusion, which you see in verse 19. If you just look down the page, he said, We love because he first loved us. So in thinking of Jehovah's love and thinking appreciatively about him, John realized that Jehovah had taken the initiative. He had set the example. And so that motivated John to act in what way? Look at chapter 5. And verse 3, For this is what the love of God means, that we observe his commandments. So loving thoughts for Jehovah led John to produce loving acts. Well, how can we pursue love for our brothers? Do you spend time reflecting on the unity of the brotherhood? How do you feel here today with your brothers and sisters? Do you feel soothed? Do you feel refreshed as we all call on the Lord out of a clean heart? And as we reflect on that, what is the result? It's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling that moves us to pursue love for our brothers. We're motivated to seek ways to put their interests ahead of our own. We look for opportunities to encourage one another. We look for opportunities to show them how we feel. And we give out samples to show them that we love them. Finally, how do we pursue love for our family? Some have tried to excuse themselves for disloyalty by saying that, well, we fell out of love. And they say it like it's something that happened that was nobody's fault, like falling out of bed, something they had no responsibility for. How can we prevent that, pursuing love? Well, remember, loving acts are preceded by loving thoughts. So if you're married, does your mate have any good qualities? They must have. Or why did you marry them in the first place? Dwell on those good qualities. Build loyalty. Do you feel that if you're in a difficult marriage, your life would be better or easier or happier if you were disloyal to your mate? That the stormy relationship that you're in, if you got rid of that relationship, would be replaced by the calm, soothing breezes of congeniality? What a satanic lie. Reject that myth. We don't need to wait for dramatic circumstances to show self-sacrificing love for our family members. We can do that every day, finding ways to make each other happy. And really, when we're loyal to our families, are we not really being loyal to Jehovah God, to whom every family owes its name? Of course, while loving thoughts lead to action, the reverse is also true. Acts of love promote loving thoughts. Acts of love like, for example, simplifying our life to expand our ministry. That's another way to demonstrate our love for Jehovah. Note how that act is highlighted as we resume our dramatization.
Shall we? I'm so glad you guys made it safely.
It's getting bad out there now.
Chris, were you able to check on all of the other groups?
Yes, Brother Brown, I took a count of each group.
Thank you.
So you've been visiting each group, even with all that's going on out there?
Yes, but there have been some scary moments. Still, we're going to shepherd all the groups for as long as we still can.
The brothers really appreciate you making the sacrifice to do this. And you too, Shelley, for supporting Chris. Is everybody okay?
Everyone's fine. They're getting used to doing without, some for the first time.
You and Shelley set a good example for keeping your life simple.
Thanks. But honestly, that wasn't always the case.
What do you mean?
Well, one day we were watching the video, We Live a Simple Life. And it really helped us to take a good look at our lives. We were both pioneering, but still living a comfortable life. And we started wondering. Our love for Jehovah had moved us to pioneer, but could it move us to take the next step? After meditating and praying about it, the answer became obvious. We sold our house, found a little apartment in the territory, took some time to adjust, but what it did for our relationship with Jehovah was so worth it. With nothing to tie us down, we were blessed to go to the School for Kingdom Evangelizers. And then that's when you all met us.
I remember when you guys moved here, everything you owned fit into your car and trailer.
How much longer will this keep up?
Chris, please say another prayer for us. Then I think we should look at some more scriptures that'll help us.
You see in our video how the self-sacrificing love of our brother and sister in simplifying their life to expand their ministry produced a pattern of life that carried right on into the Great Tribulation. That love, that self-sacrificing love, will move us to happily make sacrifices for Jehovah. Pursuing love will result in an unbreakable bond of loyalty that will last for all eternity.